Amen. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
It is so great to hear you and see you. Please be seated. Turn with me, if you would, to your announcement sheet this morning. It's blue. I believe I got that right. They tease me around here for my lack of color. But anyway, if you would turn with that, we are ramping up for school. And so things are beginning to pick up again. We had a couple weeks off there. Pay close attention to your announcement. Please take it home with you and compare your calendar. A couple things. We have some special guests this morning, and the flowers on the altar are given in loving memory of Roy and Mabel Friend, and the Friend family, wave at us, is all here today. Yes. We also have another celebration. Andre Perez is going to be confirmed today. And so, we just had such a huge class that we decided to spread it out over a month's period of time to help you enjoy it even more. Now, because of scheduling and things that summer brings, we have spread that out a little bit. But we need to celebrate with Andre and his family today and his confirmation. Also, gentlemen, now, someone walked out, and I won't name any names, in the first service and said, ladies enjoy racing as well. And I said, amen to that, sister. But on the 16th, we're having a father-child time, and we will be going to Lucas Oil Speedway. We're going to leave here at 5 o'clock. So, men, if you have a friend that is a child or a youth or something that you mentor, if you have a child yourself or a grandchild, or I know some of you have great-grandchildren, we have tickets available still in the office. And I don't know how many we have left, but make sure you call and get that. We'll be leaving here to carpool at 5 o'clock on the 16th. So make sure you get that down on your calendars. Also, I told you last week that Alta May is going to be receiving an award. Shh, don't tell her. I doubt she knows. I announced this last week. However, it's been rescheduled. Now, for those of you that didn't hear, you may need to correct me because this part I'm bringing from memory. I believe she's getting Volunteer of the Year Award, and I think the Lieutenant Governor is going to present that to her. Is that correct? Yes. And so, but that has been rescheduled for Tuesday the 12th at 11 a.m. at the Senior Center. So make sure that you're there with bells on to celebrate with Alta May. Tuesday the 12th at 11 a.m. at the Senior Center. And Alta May, not to embarrass you, but just in case some people don't know, would you wave your hand so they can congratulate you today? Yes. A lot of stuff going on this week and in the fall, the next month or so. Please, just because I don't mention it, it doesn't mean it's not important. So please pay attention to that. If the ushers will pass out the registration pads at this time, and if you would put your name, address, telephone number in there, we would sincerely appreciate that. If you are visiting with us today, we especially would love it and be honored if you would put your name and your contact information, address, and telephone number so we can greet you properly and say thank you for worshiping with us. We would, again, greatly appreciate that. And if you don't know the person next to you, make sure you pay attention to their name and say, hey, my name's Eric. What's yours? And so thank you for coming. So nothing's wrong with that at all. We are a welcoming church, and we celebrate that. Again, my name is Eric Dirks, and I do my best to be the pastor here. It's hard to keep up with these folks, but we thank you for your presence this morning. And let us begin today with an opening prayer, and then we'll listen to our prelude before we begin our worship. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, you're an awesome God, and we thank you so much for your presence this day. We thank you for your presence in our lives, Lord, even at those times when we take you for granted and we don't express our gratitude to you. We thank you for that gift, Lord, that you are so present to us that we can get used to it. But dear Lord, this morning as we worship you, the creator of all that is, the one who always has been and always will be, we ask for your powerful anointing in Jesus' name to be upon us. Anoint us, God, in such a powerful way that all negative thoughts, all evil runs from this place. And those who are listening on the radio, God, we ask that the same be the case for them, that you would anoint them in such a way, Lord, that they can worship in a holy place, wherever that may be. Anoint all of us, God. Make us one with you and one with each other. In Jesus' holy name, amen.